This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're working on learning more about a crash in Racine County last night. The medical examiner was called into a scene near the East Frontage Road in Northwestern. A Burlington man died after being hit by a car while crossing North Main Street early yesterday. He was identified as 88-year-old James Voss, uncle of Representative Robin Voss. The driver stayed at the scene and wasn't hurt. Investigators are looking into what caused that crash and whether charges will be filed. Racine County officials are tightening security at the courthouse and law enforcement buildings. It's requiring everyone to use the main Wisconsin Avenue entrances and to go through screening. Visitors will pass through metal detectors and use X-ray belts. Kenosha attorney David Hughes has been appointed by Governor Tony Evers to serve as a Kenosha County Circuit Court judge in Branch 4. Hughes will replace retiring judge Anthony Milosaskis. No one is in custody after a deadly shooting at the College Court Apartments in Oak Creek. A 22-year-old man was found shot to death in a vehicle. Police are still investigating. And the Salvation Army of Racine raised more than $145,000 in a single day during Fisk Johnson Match Day. Local donors gave over $48,000, with SC Johnson CEO Fisk Johnson adding nearly $97,000. The organization says the money will support local families throughout the year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a three-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. Thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch, people come back every night. Three-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL, Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a little light rain or drizzle by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today right around 40 with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to the upper 20s to low 30s. And then tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.